Kenzie, when you got married, did you stress out about the cost of your wedding, or was it just like, okay, we got this, not a big deal?
No, it's very, I think it's very stressful. Yeah, absolutely. I was lucky. I mean, my parents paid for it.
Yeah.
My dad and mom were amazing and paid for it, and it was lavish and ginormous and awesome.
That's a good thing, and some people have that. Then there's this guy in Texas who he was freaking out, and I think he kind of made a bad decision here. He was so stressed about the cost of his upcoming wedding, he hatched a plan to rob a bank.
Really?
The groom-to-be approached a teller at a Citizens State Bank. He told them he was armed and he demanded cash. He stated that he was getting married tomorrow and didn't have enough money for a wedding ring that he wanted to buy, and he needed to pay for the wedding venue.
Aww. I kind of feel bad for the dude.
I do too.
I mean, bad decision, but.
The sheriff posted pictures on Facebook of the robbery suspect taken from surveillance video in the hopes of catching him as quickly as possible. Well, nobody was more surprised about this guy robbing the bank than his own fiance, who saw him on TV.
No.
Yeah, she saw him on TV and she saw him on social media while she's getting ready for the big day. She immediately called him and said, "Listen, honey, you gotta turn yourself in." Well, he did, and he was taken into custody. Police said they recovered most of the money that he took. No word on whether the wedding is still going on or not. I assume it's postponed because he's going to be in jail.
Robbing
right?
a bank, never the answer.
It's like a federal crime.
I low-key think this is so romantic.
It is.
My boyfriend would never rob a bank for me, and like he is willing to go to the ends of the earth to do anything to get to marry his best friend and the love of his life, and that's just like the kind of love I'm looking for.
Okay, you're in the scenario of this guy right here, or girl. I mean, you could be the other way around there, and you've got maybe $30,000, just the cost of your wedding,
mm-hmm.
and that's how much money you
and
stole
honestly,
from the bank.
That's in the low end
of
these
course,
days.
It is. I'm trying to be conservative, because boy, we're not all Bieber. Would you, Mackenzie, if your man did that, would you tattle on him? Would you say anything, or you just be quiet? Like, oh, I never saw that.
I'm kind of like with Liv on this. I'm like, oh my gosh, like,
yes.
Well, and then I felt guilty because he's so obviously stressed and not in his right mind trying to make this dream wedding happen. I would never leave him. I'd be like, honey, let's maybe just go away, the two of us, or do something low key and like take the stress off.
So Mackenzie is team no snitch.
Oh, I'm not a snitch.
Okay.
No, I can't stand snitches. I'll just put that out
wow.
with the show.
Yeah.
I hate people that tell on people. I think that's like, you're done in my world.
Even
like,
if they commit a bad crime?
I'm talking about in this room. I don't think you guys are going to commit a bad crime.
Well,
I just don't know.
Don't I'm trying to get a house.
Wait, what?
No, I'm just
You're
kidding.
Contemplating robbing a bank?
No, I would never do that.
Back to the wedding scenario. You need two things for a great wedding. You need an open bar, however you can make that happen, and you need a big dance floor. That's all you need, and everyone will have a great time.
So guys that are potential suitors for Mackenzie, you might want to start planning your heist now. I feel like you're going to need to get a couple of banks.